Oh yeah, we sitting up here, you understand me, in Colorado, you know me. You know, just chill back and relaxing and wanting to get a few things in on the channel. And just kind of, you know, make sure I checked in. And today is still February the 16th, about 8 minutes shy of February the 17th. And I had started this recording earlier, actually, on February the 16th, and somehow or another pushed the X before, you know, I could think that I needed to save and label it so I could save it for the channel. So I just decided that, you know, I had some hot tamales, some real hot, spicy tamales. And I'm not talking about the candy. I'm talking about the actual beef tamales. And I had about, you know, six of them, you know, that I prepared and cooked and ate them and really, you know, got, you know, spiced up, you know. And so I got myself, you know, hyped up to go ahead on and, you know, redo the broadcast. And it feels good, you know, like I said, to be able to share and with others, you know, what you're experiencing. So, you know, we're still just kind of looking at reviewing the local dispensaries, what's going on with the local dispensaries here in the Denver metropolitan area and the things, you know, that I have experienced personally. So you'll have some kind of concept from someone, you know, like myself that you know or that you know of, or if you don't, you know what I mean, if you can listen to me and have faith. You know what I mean? This is where I'm from. My mouth is not a prayer book, and my experiences is not a prayer book or a common denominator for anyone. Just simply a tip. So, you know, like I say, there's two things you want to keep in mind when you do visit this area that'll save you some time and money, and that's the medicine man. And when you go there, you want to keep in mind that they got private stock and top shelf. That's how they categorize their bud. Now, top shelf is going to be a little bit less pricier, and private stock is going to be a bit more pricier. But that's going to be where the high quality type of weed is going to be for your investment, for those who are connoisseurs of the weed. And those, you know, who are connoisseurs but maybe not have that much money when they're traveling on the road, different things like this here, can go with top shelf. And if you don't have a whole lot of money, always remember what I say. Bottom of the jar. Now, I'll tell you that all the time. That's your bottom line. Might be a little less buds, might be a little shaky, but I always say, you know what I like about them is I don't have to worry about grinding it up too much. It's already ready to just already roll to put in the joint. You know what I mean? Already shake, it's already ready. And a lot of times that'll be different strands of mixed bud, you know what I mean? They'll have them on the ounce when you buy them, and those ounces will sometimes be discounted to 50-70 bucks. So, you know, that's one way you can save money. And the other thing is my investment is totally into private stock. I'm a private stock guy. I'm not. My thing is, you know, totally private stock. And don't get me wrong, I like I like other things, you know, top shelf, but I just kind of prefer private stock. And you know, but if I can't afford it, then I go with, if I can't afford it, then I go with the top shelf. Or, you know, like I've been telling you, I for a long time, I did bottom of the jar. I have no shame in my game. You know what I mean? I'm real with it. But right now, you know what I mean? I'm smoking top of the line right here with that rocket fuel, you know. But it's all good. You know what I mean? I like it all, sincerely. I love it all. Yeah, man. So, one thing that I like, I don't care if it's bottom of the jar, top shelf, or private stock. I just like to have plenty of good bud around me. And to be able to take my edge off, you know what I mean? Whenever I want to take my edge off, you know. And ain't nothing better, like I said, than being in the privacy of your house, you know what I mean? And being able to smoke, at leisure, you know what I mean? And don't have a whole lot of, worrying about, paranoid about you if the police is coming, if you're offending someone next door, if the neighbors is looking at different things like this here. It's totally legal here. The neighbors here are gonna have total respect for you, as long as you ain't out there blowing no blunt, standing on your curb, you know what I mean, stuff like that. There, standing on the curb out there, just blowing a blunt just because it's legal. No, that ain't the way you act with it. You know what I mean? You want to have a little respect with it. I mean, the laws say that you can be on your porch, you can be on your patio. You know, different things like this here, but you won't be on your sitting on your gate or sitting on your fence. You know what I mean? Just showing the world, I'm smoking weed, and that ain't the way you do it. You want to have some finesse with your stuff, you know. And that's just like I say, a lot of my fellas, you know what I mean, they come up here, and they want me to do different things like that with them. I say, hold it, man. They get upset with me, they get offended, you understand me? Look, mine is medicinal. You know what I mean? My doctors is putting this down for me and helping me, you know what I mean, get this medicinally. Because I need this here. Like my wife told me, you know what I mean? This is good for you. She never partook in it, but it was good for me. You know what I mean? So when you come up here and I don't share that with you, don't be offended. It's not, I'll take you to the dispensary and let you get yours. You understand me, Dig? Then, you know what I mean? If you want to share it, then it's recreational. You can do it. It's recreational, you know what I mean? But mine is medicinal. But still, that's why I tell you, when you come up here, so you know what you can do immediately and where you can go and get your money's worth. You understand me? Because that's what it's all about, getting your money's worth. You understand me? When you dealing with things in this world, it's about getting the value of what you put into it back out of it. And that's what I take the time to try to tell people. That's why I'm doing this channel. Let you know about the bud. I mean, this is a bud channel here. And it's a little bit about everything. Don't get me wrong. I'll talk about some other things, too. But mainly, we talking about this bud, man. You know what I mean? This bud's out of sight up in here. You understand me? And when you can play music in the privacy of your home, smoke that bud, you know what I mean? Feel good with it. You understand me, Dig? You know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying, me, Dig? You understand me? You know what I mean? So this is what we dealing with. You understand me? We talking with that bud. You know what I mean? Talking about it. You know what I mean? How good it is. And when you come up through here, Medicine Man. Remember what I say? Medicine Man. That's the only thing you got to remember. Medicine Man. I remember he said Medicine Man. We got one out there in Thornton. We got one at 47th and Known. And what's good about the one on Known is as soon as you come off the highway, you're pretty much right there. So you can go to it right off the highway and get right back on the highway. Now I'm not advocating, as long as you're in the state of Colorado, you're legal. But once you go outside the state of Colorado and you come up here and you purchase weed, just know, once you go outside the state, whatever your state has and whatever your state laws is come in effect, okay? So, I'm not advocating, like I said, for you to take weed on plane, weed in an automobile, because the way it works here in the state of Colorado, as long as you keep it in that Ziploc bag that you get from the dispensary, and they do put it in a Ziploc bag, you is required to pay an additional amount over that amount, so be prepared for that also. You have to have all weed has to be in a lock, Ziploc. So that's very important, and be prepared for that. And if you don't have an additional few dollars, So yeah, just be prepared. Like I said, when you do come up here, one of the things that you definitely got to have is your ID. And the other thing is, be prepared. If you've never been to a dispensary before, they're going to charge you a couple of dollars for a Ziploc bag. That bag that is automatically locked. So therefore, if you on your way to Nebraska, Kansas City, Minnesota, wherever you coming from, you know, Utah, wherever you come from, Arizona, wherever you traveling to, once you leave the state of Colorado, it's up to you how you, you know. But if you open, you don't want to open that bag, technically speaking, you know, until you get to where you're going. And you certainly don't want to carry a bag like that on no luggage or no airplane. I wouldn't advocate it. Now, there are folks that's getting away with the pens until the government zoom in on the technology. And remember, the federal government, it's illegal. So you're in a double whacky. You put yourself in that kind of position, especially on the flight, and they catch that in your luggage, your ass is out. So, like I said, I advocate a good bud and good quality, and I'll try to make you aware of the best place in the Denver metropolitan area when you're traveling through here or coming up through here and having a good time to save you some time. Medicine Man, like I said. And remember, top shelf, you know, which is pretty much a little bit best quality that you can get, you know, for the value. And then private stock, that's the way I roll. You understand me? That's for more connoisseur. If you got the money, don't mind paying it. You know what I mean? It's going to cost you a little bit more. But you know what? You can still go there, the Medicine Man, and get everything that I'm saying on budget. Right now, I'm not smoking from the medical. I'm smoking from recreational because, you know, the fuel, I mean, they got the rocket fuel and the special ops. Phew. It's worth paying a few dollars more. And, you know, I ain't cheesy. You know what I mean? I'll pay a few dollars more. It ain't got to be on the medical side. If it's on the recreational side and it's high like the special ops is 30.9% THC, you know, give me that there, Nick. Rocket fuel 28.05. Give me that there, man. I'll take that there. You know what I mean? Let me sip this tea right here. Yeah, I found out that tea, honey, and ginger is a good combination to knock a cold right, knock it right out. I had a real bad cough, and you probably hear it throughout my recording here, and I apologize. It's not my intent to be disrespectful, you know, in that manner. It's not that I don't have that type of etiquette. I have been taught that by my coaches. A lot of times I've had a guy to tell me one time in voiceover industry, man, you got so much mouth noises, you know, this and that. He was really, you know, I mean, he just told me like it is from his point of view. But I look at it like this. In life, you got to be who you're going to be, okay? I ain't got all that dress rehearsal with my voice. I got to be who I'm going to be and say, and I mean, to me, that's who I'm most comfortable, okay? And so this is how I am. This is why I say I do my own thing when it comes to weed. If you come in the Denver metropolitan area where it's legal in Colorado, you know what I mean? You happen to come in from the East Coast, South Coast, North Coast, or however you come in, whichever direction, it'll be just like Las Vegas. You can find dispensaries everywhere. So depending how far you're traveling, if you're going to just someplace like Grand Junction, and you're going to be in that area and you're not going to come as far as Denver, then you can buy around Grand Junction. You know, price is going to be competitively going to be the same. But anywhere you go in Colorado, you can pretty much buy it. I would recommend any place outside of Denver, diesel. Anything diesel that you can get is good. But it's sometimes spotty and it's sometimes only at a certain time of the year. But diesel is good. And you can generally get that outside of Colorado, and it's really good. But when you're in and close to Colorado, what you really want to look for is so, yeah, you know, and one thing that I always have I really liked, and I really kind of, you know, was private, and that's where I got raised. And I, you know, that's a good smoke, good quality smoke. And I don't just like to smoke anything, you know, okay? And please believe me, I take marijuana seriously. And that's the reason why, you know, I'm taking the time to alert brothers and sisters who I know that, you know, appreciate it. I know a lot of people in my time, in my day, that always appreciated a good smoke, a good quality smoke. You know, not that garbage, you know what I mean, but the good quality smoke. And this is the reason why I'm taking the time to tell you about the Medicine Man. So when you're traveling and you got time, go ahead and put that in your phone, Medicine Man. You know what I mean? So when you're up here in the Denver metropolitan area, you can go there, track it. You know what I mean? Remember, I tell you, Denver is a crowded city. Very crowded. There'll be traffic. It's about 12 o'clock at night. One of my favorite places to go is The Proof, a club not too far from us, where I live. Nice club. Always rocking on Fridays and Saturdays. Sometimes private parties, different things like this here. You know, just really nice. But anyway, no matter where you go in Denver, I don't care, nighttime, daytime, middle of the, it's always going to be traffic. But one of the things that you want to do is always give yourself time. You know what I mean? 20, 30 minutes. Sometimes, 30, 45 minutes. It depends on what part of town you got to get to. You know, because going from one time, I live in the east, southeast part of town. And sometimes to go from the southeast to the just the southwest or to the northwest is, woo, you know, a different type of traffic. And I mean, you know. So that's one thing about Denver. No matter where you go, it's always going to be traffic. So always give yourself about 20, 30 minutes. You know what I mean? And you'll see that on your GPS. Now, it might say, oh, this 30, 40 minutes in there. This, that, nothing. But I always know that there's a little traffic. You know, but, you know, most times, if you follow the GPS, you can get to where you need to and get in and out. And this is why I tell you about the Medicine Man, because all of the places are right off the freeway, no matter which direction that you're going. And you're going to get good quality. Like I said, if you can't do nothing else, just ask for bottom of the jar. If they ain't got bottom of the jar, top shelf. You know what I mean? And then if you got money, you know what I mean? You want a good quality bud, you know what I mean? You want to smoke good, you know what I mean? Then ask for private stock. And I'm trying to tell you, you know, that's where you're at. You know, that's where you want to be. So, you know, ain't nothing better, you know, when you can come to a city like Denver. And Denver is a quality city. And believe me when I say it's a quality city. I mean, you know, they got quality people here. And the weed is good quality, you know. And when you're here, you know what I mean, people are nice. You know what I mean, generally speaking, most people here are always nice, you know, and you know, don't get me wrong, any place and every place you go, you're going to find people, you know what I mean, who can be opposite of that. But most people, when you come here in Denver, they're very polite and courteous, you know what I mean, especially when you go to the dispensaries. You're going to always have good bud people who's going to be able to help you and assist you. You know what I mean? And as long as you got some, you know, like some of these names that I'm telling you about, you know, top shelf, you know, private stock, you know, or if you tell them, you know, if you got to, you know, if you want to buy something, shake, you know what I mean? Bottom of the jar. When they hear these kinds of things, they go, I'm like, oh, yeah, or oh, no, you know, or either out or whatever. But most times, that's why I tell you about the Medicine Man, consistently, they're going to have it. So yeah, you know, I want to keep it moving, you know, and just kind of letting you know, that when you come up through here, ain't nothing that you can't get, you know. You know, we don't have all that. I have seen sometime in the summertime, they will have Acapulco gold, you know, them things like that, seriously. And I've seen it, you know, I've actually purchased it, and it's actually really good. So, I've seen some of the exotic names, you know, that before I came to Colorado and they legalized it, and they, you know, and I've also purchased it in California, too, so. But California, when I was young, I smoked some of the best herbs ever when I was young. And I remember it was $10 an ounce, and it was huge, you know, back there. And I remember back in the day, I could roll up joints and sell them all day, two for a dollar, and have a fist, have so much money in every pocket, in my socks even. I mean, that's just how it was back in the day. And not to say that, you know, I advocate selling drugs or anything like this here, but, you know, it was just something that was in demand, that it was amongst my friends, mostly, you know what I mean, and friends of friends. And mostly, you know, people love pot. And when you can make it available to them in quantity, you know, in fat joints, you know what I mean? You're going to sell them somebody a joint. Don't sell them no pin roll. Sell them a nice fat joint. They're going to get your money's worth. You know what I mean? Especially when it's good weed, you know. So most time, you know what I mean? I'm just like Harry Hippie. You know what I mean? I like to have weed for free, you know, and be able to share it, you know what I mean, for free. But, you know, I'm in a state, you know what I mean, where it's medicinal. You know, so I smoke it medicinally. But if somebody needs to smoke it recreationally, I can go ahead and get you some recreational smoking. We'll smoke it with you recreationally. You understand me, dude? But, you know, that's the way, you know, things is kind of, you know, deciphered here. You understand me? Medical and recreational. You understand me, dude? So medical, you're going to get a discount because you're medical. You understand me? You got to have it. You understand me, dude? Like, I got to have mine. And some people just do it recreationally. You understand me? Because they're traveling. They stop thinking, hey, man, you know, I heard they got that good dope. You know what I mean? They got that good smoke. You know what I mean? And, hey, man, can you take me over there, man? Where's that at, man? Let me get some of that good smoke. And when you come through, it's a trip. So you know how it is when you go to the grocery store and you buy the things that you need and want. You understand me? You go to the dispensary, you know, and as soon as you hit the door, you know what I mean? You got to have a good ID. Remember what I told you? You got to have a good ID. And always remember, they're going to charge you about $2, $3, $4, $5 extra for a bag. So if you get 2 ounces, they're going to charge you for a big bag. If you get just an eighth or something like that, they're just going to charge you for whatever, you know, they give you whatever little kind of bag, but they are required down in most dispensaries to put it in some kind of Ziploc bag to prevent you from getting in it. And if you do get in it, that shows a willful intent of violating the law if they catch you smoking in your car on the way in Colorado. So you can have it in your car, but it better be Ziploc, and it better not be no smoking in the car, because that's illegal. Now, it's legal, and you know, but you can't smoke it in the car. You got to keep it Ziploc, and it can't be, you know, showing and all that. Can't have it all on your dashboard and all that. It's got to be in that Ziploc bag. That's legal. So keep these things in mind, and I'm only trying to tell you what, you know, what's real. So if you're in the state of Colorado and you open that Ziploc bag and you break that lock on it and you got it out, you're subject to get a fine of some sort for breaking the law, for smoking it, you know, at a, you know, places where, just like you can't smoke it in the park. So there's a concert, you know what I mean, you can't smoke it, but shit, you can't tell, because people do be smoking it, but there do be guards and stuff there, you know what I mean, but they ain't gonna be just trying to chase you down, because they know it's legal too. So I see the day when it'll come where they'll let you smoke it, you know what I mean, but you know, you got to have some limitations with it. But right now, it is illegal to smoke it. So if they had a concert at Red Rocks, and you can't smoke it in there, actually. But you still... Yeah, so just keep in mind, like I said, some things you got to know how the rules work. You can come here and you can buy the smoke and you could be on your way out. But if you be smoking it in the car and you get pulled over, you can get in trouble. I don't know what the fine is because I never put myself in that kind of position. But that's something that, you know, you got to be aware of, that if you smoking it in your car, you know what I mean, and you get stopped and you right here in the state of Colorado, just remember what I said, you know what I mean, that is a violation because you ain't supposed to smoke it in your car. That's just like I can smoke it on my patio, on my front porch, you know, in my backyard or whatever, but I can't just go smoke it wild on the streets, you know, all up and down the street, you know what I mean, downtown, this, that, 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 you know what I mean, and actually in an open park like a concert or Red Rocks, no, that would be illegal, but still, you're going to smell it, people going to still smoke it there, but I'm just saying, like technically speaking, that's a no-no, because you're offending others, you see what I'm saying, because everybody don't smoke it, you know, and just like everybody don't smoke cigarettes. I can't stand the smell of cigarettes. I'm not saying that I knock people that smoke them, but I can't stand it. And I don't think I should be offended, you know what I mean, in public, you know what I mean, with somebody who do smoke them, you know what I mean? So that's why I appreciate the rules and policy that protect me as a non-smoker. Just like I respectful, I don't go just smoking weed around everybody. I mean, it's just not something that is, I don't know. I mean, even if it's legal, I'm still conscious of how and who I smoke it around, you know, even though it's legal. And because some people get offended, you know what I mean? So I might be respectful how I do that in a crowd of people. And a lot of times when I go someplace like Red Rocks or something, I'm already going to be mellow, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's where I might take a risk and bring a joint or something. I'll smoke it outside my car because I don't like to take no chance on nothing burning, no seeds popping on my leather seats and my suede in my car. You know, I got a nice car. So I certainly wouldn't want, you know, no chance that my seeds get no seeds on them or, you know, no ashes. You know what I mean? It's leather suede. You know what I mean? 2016 Cadillac, you know what I mean? CTS. You know what I mean? It don't need no smoke in it. And one time, I let a girl smoke in there, and it hurt my heart, and she ain't with me no more. I swear to God, now it ain't because she smoked in my car, but, you know, she had to have a cigarette. And I kept telling her that I don't allow no smoking in my car, but she had to have a cigarette. So I let her have that cigarette, and I asked her what address could I take her to, and beeline there, you know, about 500 miles an hour, and dropped her off, you know what I mean, just like opening the car, skeet, open the car, door open, and then close, beep, and skeeted right off, ain't seen her since. And she called me a couple times saying, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. She apologized, whatever, whatever, whatever. I was like, hey, no apologies needed. I understand, you're a smoker. I mean, she hung up on tobacco, you know what I mean, so how's she gonna be strong enough to do anything else in life when she sprung on a cigarette? I mean, she got chain link to a cigarette. Now you think about that. You letting a cigarette tell you what to do. So how in the hell are you gonna do the necessary things that you need to do in life if you letting tobacco control you? A cigarette. Now I'm trying to tell you, don't get me wrong, I like to smoke weed, but it's a choice that I make. And I take my ass to the gym and I make sure that I do so much cardio. I run an hour every time I go to the gym. And Lord knows, I ain't been in practice, but I'm saying, I'm just trying to tell you, you got to do something to offset when you do some different things with your body. And one of the things that I like to do is go to the gym, run an hour, then work on what body part, chest, arms, back arms, you know what I mean, shoulders, you know, legs, whatever I'm working on, body part, you know, get it. So I'll be in the gym about an hour, sometimes 2 hours. Sometimes I go to the gym in the middle of the night, and sometimes I go in the middle of the day. Sometimes I like to go early, get it on out the way. You know, the gym is my next. Yeah, so I'm gonna say, you know, this time of night, what I like is just kicking back, listening to my favorite guy, Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, you know, various different people I like, you know, but mostly Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, you know, and there's some other people I listen to, but mostly, you know, that's what I like to do is sit back, smoke bud, listen to YouTube, you know, read a lot. You know, like right now, you know, I'm between my classes. I got one more couple essays I need to kind of, you know, finish up. You know, I like thinking, you know, and that's one thing I like about bud, is smoking bud, is because it kind of helps me take the edge off, you know. And don't get me wrong, exercise also helps me take my edge off, but you know, it's something about marijuana, weed, bud, however you want to call it, you know, that, you know, sets me at ease. It gives me my equilibrium. And some people said, well, you know, you can do that, you know, with Christianity. You can do that with religion. You can do that, you know, with this or that. Well, you know, they say you can do it naturally. You know what I'm saying? I understand all that. And I look at it, marijuana to me, or weed or bud to me, is my natural thing, you know. So, it's like I'm drinking this tea, okay? Now, this tea, it has benefits. Why? Because before, I was coughing my head off. I mean, literally coughing my head off. But before then, I had taken all the necessary cold remedy options that I could take. Like, for instance, I went to Walgreens and I invested almost $50 into the different cold medicines that they say get on over the counter. You know, I got the Sudafed. I bought the Robitussin cough syrup. I bought there was another one that a lady friend had told me because the Sudafed didn't work. So I went back and got this other one. And none of them worked. And both times I know I spent at least $20-something getting, you know, based upon what people was telling me would work. And none of them worked. But let me tell you something. A young lady told me, she says, well, you need ginger. And I didn't know. She said, ginger? She says, you need to take the ginger, she says, and tea. I never heard of it, okay? And so I went and got the ginger, like she said, the fresh ginger, and I boiled the tea, and I took the ginger, put the ginger into the tea, let it cook in there, and then let the tea... after I got done, I strained the tea into a separate pot or plastic container so I could store it in the refrigerator. And I poured the tea then in a glass with honey, and I had sliced up some lemon. And I put that in, and I swear to God, and it said drink it hot. And as soon as I drank it, I found this recipe, and you can Google it. Just like I did, but I swear to God, as soon as I drank it, it knocked a hole in that cough, and I could just feel the cough just be, it was just like it was taken away. And the more I drank it, the hot tea, I could just feel the cough just being like wiped out. And I slept, and I woke, and I awake, and I felt great. You know, I had to go potty, let my dogs out, this and that and other. But I felt great. And I remember drinking some more. And I must have drank it for maybe 72 hours, tops. And every time I drank it, I felt better. And the only reason why I did drink it, because I started getting, the cough would come back. And I drank it, and it took away. So that's something, like I said, that I found out just from somebody. Yeah, so, you know, one thing, you know, that I like about marijuana is that, and I really like the new style, is how they got it now. If you are in public, you can, they got the little pins, and, you know, longer they charged up and everything, you can charge them up with a USB charger, and, you know, you can pretty much just smoke them, you know what I mean, wherever you go, you know what I mean, long as it's pretty much acceptable. But I wouldn't, you know, try to smoke it in no bar or someplace like that there where people got liquor license, and you could subject them to getting their liquor license, you know, suspended, you know. So I wouldn't do nothing like that. I'd step outside the bar and hit the bud or go in my car, you know, something like that there. And, you know, so, you know, so, I mean, you know, I mean, but like I said, I like the pins because they're very, you know, they're very, you know, discreet. They don't have that much of a whiff to them and a smell like the flowers do, you know. So that's one thing I do like, and I have used those at times. But what I don't like is that they're not consistent. You know, a lot of times you can put them in the USB charger, they may work, and sometimes they don't, you know, and I've done that right at home, you know, and then I get on the road, you know, to have some discrepancy. But don't get me wrong, there's been times when I've had pens that last forever too, you know, and they'd be very good, you know, and they work, you know, and I prefer those if I am going to be on the road, especially for a long time. I prefer the pens, and for the investment, you can get like, I think two, you buy one for 25, you get another one for 50% off or something like that. They're very inexpensive, you know, and I've bought them where I've had like four or five different pens, you know what I mean? And they do come in handy if you're on long road trips. And the odor is not as bad as the flower, you know, so there is some advantages to the pens, especially when you're in a public place. But just keep in mind, like I said, I don't advocate doing anything that's going to get you in any kind of trouble. You know what I mean? So if you're smoking them in public, any kind of weed in public, you know, you're drawing, especially even in the state of Colorado, there's some type of fine with that there. So just be aware of it. It's not lawful. But, you know, hey, we're going to do it even before. You know, they had all these rules and made it legal. We're still going to do it. But I'm just trying to say that, you know, whatever you do, just be mindful of the laws that govern, you know, the actions that you want to take. And like I said, I love weed. I love bud. But I take the time to let people know, hey, what the laws is, you know, what the good and what the bad is. And mostly it's good because here it's legal. You know what I mean? Ain't too many people, and I can't say, you know what I mean, for sure, but you know how it is. You know, when you can smoke it good, you know, like we smoking the good up here, Special Ops, Rocket Fuel, Golden Goat, you know, Girl Scout Cookies, Fruity Pebbles, Emerald OG, you know what I mean? Them is private stock. And then, you know, we got our top shelf, Acorn Kush, Andy's OG, Blue Dream, man, that one's okay. Biochem, you know, Canna Tasu, and that's TSU, Chem 4, Chem number 4, Cookies and Cream, Headband. This is all what we call top shelf, you know, Ja Kush, Jazilla, Jazuki, Medicine Man Kush. I'm telling you, man, it's on blast up in here. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm a man dedicated to the private stock. But if I can't do private stock, you know what I mean? I go with top shelf. Can't do top shelf? Hey, give me some of that bottom of the jar. You know, some of that shaky shake. You know what I mean? But most times, I try to keep myself on a consistent basis, private stock. You know? And I try to keep me a woman that loves to smoke bud. You know what I mean? Or one that don't smoke it at all, but she's not judgmental about me smoking it. And she still love a man, irregardless if he do smoke bud. She don't make no distinctions because a man smoke bud think that he's a drugged person or something like that. You know, he's a druggie. I don't like women like that. That, you know, one try. Yeah, so I went to a heck of a concert, the Valentine's concert here in Denver. It was really good. I mean, really, really good. I mean, I'm talking about, it was a concert that was inside, but it seemed like I went there like we got there about 6:37, and it was so lovely. I mean, it was so lovely, and I mean, it was a party. You know what I mean? It was really nice. And it was really nice. I mean, we had a great time. And I mean, I haven't been to a concert where they had people, one after another, you know. And they came in the audience, you know, that's what I like, you know, they came in the audience. And it was just awesome, you know. And I got a lot of concerts from it, you know. And it was really, really, really nice. I mean, really, really nice. And downtown Denver was as you could expect. It was very, very, you know, crowded. But that's what I like about Denver. They always keep a lot of events going on. And what I don't like is, you know, people, like when it comes to marijuana is legal. And some people who, especially a woman who will say, if you smoke weed, she don't smoke weed. So, you know, she wants somebody that's going to be, well, you know, either people going to lie to you, you know what I mean? And you're going to find out the hard way that you with somebody that likes to smoke weed, because people going to smoke weed. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to no woman, because one thing, if I smoke weed, I want a woman who either she don't smoke it, but she don't put me down for liking it, or either she do, you know what I mean, it's good, you know what I mean? That's even better, you know what I mean, to have a woman that does, you know, smoke it. But if a woman don't, you know what I mean, I don't expect her, you know what I mean, to put me down, because I do, you know? And so I think that's what makes a woman real. And the woman that I had in my life, my baby's mama, that's what I like about her. And she is a rare breed, because I've been it's been very difficult out here to find a woman who, and a lot of people say, well, you know, that's unfair to other women. They said, well, that's unfair to you to think that you should be able to find your woman out. I mean, it's unfair to try to find your woman in another woman. And I'm not trying to find my woman in another woman, because I know that my wife is a one and only. That's the reason why she was my wife. Don't get me wrong, I had another wife, and it didn't work out that well, or swell. But, I mean, you know, that's neither here nor there. But the woman that was my wife, she fulfilled being my wife in every step of the way, in every definition of the term, she fulfilled it. And, I mean, she fulfilled being a wife and a mother to my children. And, you know, right today, you know what I mean, I'm proud. You know what I mean? Our daughter has a beautiful little grandson, Wolfgang. We call him Wolfie. You know, and my other daughter, you know what I mean? She's busy doing her life, getting on, finding, you know, doing things she want to do with her life. You know, all my kids. You know, I have another older daughter, Sookie, you know what I mean, in Texas. You know what I mean? Three grandchildren with her. You know what I mean? I'm proud. You know, my kids, they're very bright. You know what I mean? Their moms raised them, gave them the seeds and everything that they needed as women. I gave them everything that I could, you know what I mean, as a father. And, you know, they doing the damn thing. They living life. You know what I mean? That's one thing I can be proud of, you know. And so, like I said, my thing is getting out here, letting the world know, you know, some of the things that I have on my mind, and then also, you know, put this voice out there, you know what I mean, and let people know that, you know, I got something to offer. Yeah, man, you know, one thing, you know, that I really like is, you know, when it comes to this bud, and it's like that we live up here, man, is that, you know, it's open. It's wide open up here. It's real. Everything up here is real, you know. And there's nothing better, you know, when you can sit in your home and you can watch videos, you can watch the latest movies. You know, sometimes I never go to the movies because, you know, I kind of wait till they get on big screen. And as soon as they get on big screen, you know, I generally just go ahead and order a movie and sit up here in my house, you know, and, you know, where I can be in my underwear, you understand me, or my house coat and relax, you know what I mean? I can watch whatever I want to, you know what I mean? And I can still go in there in my home and make popcorn, a big bowl of popcorn, or, you know what I mean, if I want to mix it up, you know what I mean, I can do that there, you know what I mean, but, you know, I like relaxation, you know, life is, that's what it's all about, you know, having the finer things in life and being able to do, you know, what you want to do in life and relax, you know what I mean, and I love, you know, laying in my living room, you know, kicking back in my recliner, you know what I mean, and, you know, smoking bud, and, it's kind of like my dad, it's kind of like he brought me up, you know, when I was younger, not my real father, my stepfather, unfortunately, was my real father in my life, I mean, he was real, you know, so, I understand when somebody said that their stepfather, you know, was their father. I understand because that's how I was raised up. My stepfather, Roy, he was my father. He really raised me. And that's the reason why I talk like I talk endlessly, because that's how he was with me. He always had something to talk about. He always had something real to tell me, you know what I mean, to give me, to hold on to cherish in life, you know. And I've always cherished the things that he told me and taught me. It's because of him that I can live here in Denver and survive because of the things that he taught me when I was young. So, all praise to God, to the people that passed on like Roy, because he was somebody that was special. I could always have a conversation with day or night. This time of night, either he'd be over here, or I'd go wherever he was at. And we could talk all night. Smoke weed, you know, remember and reflect. You know what I mean? We talk about the old, the good, the future, any subject. You know what I mean? That's what I liked about Roy Faulkner. But, you know, nowadays, I just carry everything he gave me with me. He gave me everything, you know? I was happy as a child that I came up around a lot of wise men like George Thornton, you know, James Thornton, Roy Faulkner, J.D. Burnett, Jeff Burnett. I came up with people, I was just a baby, but they raised me. And I inherited everything that they had to give a young man like me. And I'm thankful for it. And I carry the weight that they gave me. I can carry their weight on my shoulders. And I'm proud man to say that I was a student, you know, of them men. You know what I mean? Those men gave me a lot. You know what I mean? Like I said, I wasn't raised by a traditional father. I was raised by the village. You know what I mean? And my aunties, Aunt Shirley, you know what I mean? She was there, crucial time in my life, her and my Aunt Doris, my cousin Snoops. You know what I mean? When I really needed somebody, my grandmother, you know what I mean? They was there. You know what I'm saying? And ultimately, my mom and Roy came in my life and grew me and gave me the things that I need and tools to make it in life, you know? And like I said, I was a touchy kid, but you know what I mean? I made it, you know? And I went through a lot of shit, but I made it. All praise due to God. I made it and I'm still making it. You know what I mean? Boy. Lay down, go keep it. You don't need any attention, boy. And you're going nuts. And so just remember now, if you come back through here and you happen to, say if you come back through here now and you just happen to be, you don't have your peace. I mean, you can keep your bag in your car with you, but if you don't have your bag, you got to pay for a bag every time you go to the dispensary, you got to pay for a bag. So keep that in mind. So keep in mind, like I said, all I do is I kind of like a connoisseur of the bud. Okay. And even before bud was legal, I took pride in buying the best that I could from the best of the people that I knew, quality people that, you know, they dealt in that there. So now that it's legal, I go to the best places and been to places that's to claim to have the best weed in terms of dispensaries. And the dispensaries that I have come up with that are the top of my list that I would choose and recommend to my friends and my family would be Medicine Man. There's three of them. One in Thornton, one on 47th and Nome, and one in 19001 South Havana. And any one of them, like I said, the one now in Havana is more recreational. So you can go there pretty much, you know, from sun up to sun down. And Medicine Man, sun up to sun down. And also the new one in Thornton, sun up to sun down. And what's good about the Medicine Man, the reason why I advocate Medicine Man and everything I say, don't get me wrong, I will pitch some other dispensaries. But I just haven't seen any that as nice. Even when you go to Medicine Man first time and you choose Medicine Man as your dispensary, they give you like a good ounce for like 99 bucks or something like that. It's awesome, you know. And every time you go there, you can get an ounce within, you know, like I said, $100, anywhere from $70 from shake, bottom of the jar, to, you know, $130. And that would be like private shelf ounce, you know. So I'm just trying to tell you, you know, you can't do bad when it comes to Medicine Man. It's investment for quality versus quantity, you know, and the value of what you're going to spend. You can't do no better than them. And please believe me, I'm not a kind of person that just jump on somebody, you know, and just advocate, you know, something based on not having experience. I'm telling you, experience. I've been here like 6 years, okay? And my mouth is not a prayer book, and my feelings and what my experiences is not necessarily something I could pass on to the next person, but it's all I have is my word and my bond, and I'm a for real man, and that's what I claim, you know, to my fame is being for real, and that's what I pass on to you. Medicine Man, you can't beat it. Like I said, if you like quality bud and that's what you want to do, you know, when you come in this area, you want to get some good quality bud, you want it for value, you know what I mean? And you're going to be here in Colorado for a little while with your family going to tell you if they know anything about bud. And if they don't, then you say, well, hey, you know what? I heard about the Medicine Man, and go with the Medicine Man. And please believe me, I'm not going to, under any circumstances, try to mislead anyone. I'm about the real deal. I give you a tip, you know what I mean, to try to help you save some money, you know, keep some money in your pocket. And that's why I'm telling you about the Medicine Man, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, they're for real. All their weed is classified, you know, like I said, private stock, excuse me, top shelf, you know, or either bottom of the jar, shake, you know what I mean? Or they got the joints. If you want the joints, they call them pre-rolls. You know what I mean? Whatever you want, it's there. You know, this is Denver Metropolitan Area, John Wayne thing. Just signing off, giving you.